Hey, Darren Daily On Demand community, producer Mariana here. Today's episode is an excerpt from Darren's brand new training series, Win Superfans. We had thousands join us for this three-part series and rave about the impact it's having on their outlook for business this year. Because of that, Darren wanted to share this initial piece here for our most loyal podcast listeners. Stay tuned at the end to hear how to get access to a resource guide and more to help you cultivate a fiercely loyal superfan customer base. All right, let's get to the episode.
Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
So let me guess, you've been in business for a while, and while you've kicked ass in the past, everything feels like a struggle right now. Sales are harder, hiring is harder, and growing the business feels like a slog, like standing in neck-high water and trying to run. The market is saturated, every niche is crowded, and competition is sprouting up from everywhere. And most of what you try, growth tactics that used to work, are not working like they used to. Your marketing costs are up, and your returns are down. It's becoming harder and harder to stand out and gain your customers' attention. And loyalty? Well, that's all but gone. This is frustrating, and it's exhausting, I know. But what if I told you there is another way, a way that allows you to no longer have to prospect for customers? Instead, your most profitable customers beat a path to your door, a way that turns casual customers into a passionate cult of superfans, fiercely loyal advocates who evangelize your business proudly and loudly, resulting in a dramatic decrease in marketing costs, along with an exceptional surge in revenue, giving you complete competitive and economic immunity, and allowing you to command and hold premium pricing, attract preeminent top talent, and regain balance back in your life. How, you might ask? It's all contained in this framework, the 9 strategies of cult brand building. Now, when you hear the word cult, what comes to mind? Obsession, right? Unyielding loyalty, an emotional connection, and a sense of belonging so deep that it defies logic. What if I told you your business and brand could harness that same intense devotion to have your customers love you and your business like the Swifties feverishly love Taylor Swift, like hog riders are devoted to Harley Davidson, like Apple fanboys are fanatical about Apple? It's possible, and it's possible by you. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, and it doesn't matter what you sell and to whom, and it doesn't matter if you sell to consumers or you sell to businesses, whether you're for-profit or you are nonprofit, because the same psychological triggers that attract followers, bind hearts, spark intense bonds, and inspire fierce loyalty are the same in every domain. From religious fervor to brand loyalty, the underlying human needs and emotional drivers are exactly the same. And I will show you what those are. And I will show you how to tap into the human psyche in a way that turns customers into fanatics, products into obsessions, and relationships into devoted allegiances. I have spent decades dissecting the DNA of the most obsessively followed icons and companies. As publisher of Success Magazine and executive producer to 3 Success TV networks featuring these iconic cult brand leaders, I was given exclusive access to study their playbooks, interrogate their teams, and investigate their methods in order to publish their feature profiles. And now, for the first time ever, I'm gonna take you behind the scenes and walk you through the highly guarded strategies these master cult brand builders use to cultivate massive communities of superfans. In today's overcluttered and hyper-competitive marketplace, your business can't rely on just having customers. It needs followers, and not just followers, it needs devout believers, evangelical champions, fiercely loyal superfans. Think about it. Why do people tattoo corporate brand logos onto their skin or spend nights in line for a new product release? It's not about the product. It's about what it represents. It's about identity and belonging to something bigger than themselves. Did you know that cult brands, on average, have a customer lifetime value 7 times higher than other brands in the exact same category, selling the exact same solution? This is how Apple has become a $3 trillion company. $3 trillion. They sell Toyota Corolla volumes, but at Rolls-Royce margins. This is how a can of Red Bull sells for 2 to 3 times the price for only 2/3 the volume than a can of the most recognizable brand in the world, a red can of Coca-Cola. This is why Tesla, a 20-year-old upstart, is worth 10 times more than the deeply entrenched 100-year-plus car companies GM and Ford. And this is why Taylor Swift, who used to sing in cafes for free, broke the record as the highest-grossing music tour ever, surpassing $1 billion in revenue. Their secret isn't the quality of the product or the performance. It is how these cult builders create a sense of identity, of belonging, and of community. They use the very strategies contained in the cult building playbook that I will walk you through. Strategies that I've used to create my own cult-like following. And I will walk you through exactly what I did and how I did it. Strategies that I've taught to select CEOs who have gone on to create their own cult-like followings. And I'll share how people just like you did it as well. But most importantly, I'm going to show you how you can do it for yourself, step by step, for your business with your customers, if you're interested. No matter your business, no matter your mission, no matter your product or service, no matter where you are starting now, every business needs to know how to connect better with their ideal customers and engage emotionally in delivering better experiences. I don't care if you are a dentist, a manufacturing company, a product distributor, a government contractor, or a management consultant. The commonality in every business is you are selling to and engaging with humans. And in this training, you'll learn exactly how emotional connection is triggered, fanatical loyalty is engineered, and how evangelism is activated. And when we're done, for those serious about taking this to another level, I'll show you how to access my advanced strategies, going deep on how to start, how to build, and how to scale your superfan client community to dominate your marketplace, transform your industry, and make your big impact in the world. But let me be clear. This journey isn't for everyone. It is for the bold, the brave, the ones who dare to lead and use business as a force for good. I ask you to watch and listen carefully. Don't play this while multitasking. And if you can't stay focused, turn this off. This won't be for you. I really want to have you just listen closely and be thinking about the potential all of this has for your business, for your customer community, and the much grander future potential that could be made possible by what I reveal to you here. Look, I want you to know, these are no ordinary business training sessions. I'm going to give you a strategy framework to transform your customer base into a congregation of superfans and your business into a cultural movement. The end result? Predictable revenue streams, runaway organic growth, and the ultimate insurance policy to the challenges that keep you up at night. Again, I want to emphasize here, what we're talking about has direct application to you and your business no matter what you do. Learning how to endear people to you, make deeper connections at scale, and know how to inspire their advocacy. This is going to have a significant impact on your bottom line, no matter what you do. Are you with me here? I'm hosting this series because I've seen too many brilliant businesses fade into obscurity. Look, I've been where you are, facing the frustrations of a plateauing business. And like you, I felt the sting of stagnant growth and the frustration of not knowing exactly what steps to take to break through to the next level of growth. But after learning these 9 insider secret cult brands used to turn existing customers into die-hard superfans and passionately engaged evangelists, I was able to step into a dozen different industries, often industries in recession or companies in startup or turnaround situations, and raise them from obscurity to the top of their markets, often with little to no marketing or advertising budgets. And this is critical now more than ever, which is why this message is more important to you than you even might know now. We are facing an alarming situation. It's now a lot more difficult to gain traction and succeed as a small to mid-sized business today than it has been ever before. And that is going to be for others, though. Not you, not now, not anymore, because you're here and what you are about to hear. So please keep listening closely. Let me explain what's going on, because most people have no idea what I'm about to explain. As business owners and leaders, we face three giant challenges. And these are new challenges as over just the past few years. Let me walk you through them, okay? Giant challenge number one is attention. The world has gotten massively more noisy, distracting, and overwhelming. Since only 2020, there has been an absolute explosion of content and information volume. YouTube channels have literally doubled just from 2020, from 2 billion to 4 billion, with a billion hours of content uploaded every year. TikTok content creators have exploded from 500 million publishers to over a billion. Podcasts have more than doubled from 800 million to over 200 million. Live streaming platforms like Twitch have doubled daily active users from 15 million to 30 million, all of this as of 2020. Streaming platforms have tripled, going from a combined subscriber base of under 300,000 to over a billion. Instagram publishers have doubled. LinkedIn has nearly tripled. The amount of digital content and ads and information competing for attention has exponentially increased, overwhelming consumers, and I'm sure you feel it yourself, right? There is much more noise in society as a whole. Consumers are consuming content and giving their attention to a whole host of different channels, not just a few key channels like it was pre-2020. There are no longer what is called captive audiences. People now have infinite choice and immediate control over what it is that they tune into and engage with. With the remote control in their hand and their thumbs hovering over the screen, they can easily ignore, block unwanted marketing messages, or just flash away. Constant notifications and updates from apps and news sites and emails contribute to the consumer attention overwhelm. If you have wondered why has it become almost impossible to stand out, to get your message out, to get seen, particularly by the ideal customers that you seek, this is why. As a business owner or leader, this is a serious problem. It is your number one problem. Giant challenge number two, competition. The amount of competition fighting for that massively fractured attention has also exploded since 2020. The number of online stores has tripled from 12 million globally to over 26 million, according to Shopify. And you're now not just competing with local or domestic competitors because of technology, connectivity, and globalization. You are now competing against everyone in the world. Cross-border e-commerce competition has more than doubled, going from 1.7 trillion to 4.8 trillion. And you're now not just competing with companies. Because of social media platforms, you are competing with every social influencer. Global influencer marketing spending has tripled from 2.42 billion to 7.14 billion. Just since 2020, the number of Instagram users with 10,000 plus followers went from 5 million to 200 million, a 40-time increase. You can see how bloody this makes the waters that you are competing in, right? And giant challenge number three, marketing costs and ROI. At the same time that attention has diminished and competition has exploded, most every marketing channel has gotten more expensive and has become less effective, and it is crushing most businesses. Here are the stats in traditional media. Television costs are up 20%, results down 35%. Print, this includes magazines, newspapers, packaged newsletters, costs are up 15%, results are down 20%. Radio, cost up 10%, results down 15%. Billboards, and this includes all forms of outside advertising, costs are up 25%, results down 10%. Direct mail, costs up 30%, results down 25%. And now, digital media channels. Digital ad spending has more than doubled since just 2020, from 332 billion to 735 billion. Facebook ad costs are up 122%. And the results of that are down 20%. And I think that number is generous. Instagram ads, the costs are up 30%, results are down 15%. Google ads, costs up 23%, results down 12%. And this channel will go down further as AI replaces much of search. LinkedIn ads, the costs are up 26%, results down 14%. And mobile and social media advertising, this includes sponsored posts and promoted content, costs are up 30%, results down 20%. Content marketing, meaning blogs and articles and infographics and ebooks and videos and the rest, cost up 35%, results down 15%. Video marketing costs up 30, down 11. Influencer marketing up 50%, results down 22%. Overall, every marketing channel averaged out, the costs are up 32% and the results are down 17%. That is death for most small to mid-sized businesses. Why? Because when you're running on margins of 15 to 35%, when your costs of acquisition go up 32% and your results drop on those increased costs by 17%, you can no longer acquire customers profitably and you're cooked. Checkmate. Game over. The new landscape dynamic is the competition is far greater. The costs are far greater. The attention and engagement that you'll get with this far less due to the noise and fragmentation, attention and consumer overwhelm and saturated channels and ad blockers. And the average return on all of that is far less for the time, energy, and money. If you've wondered why does it seem harder and more expensive to get less results using the same tactics and methodologies that used to work, this is why. This is now a survival of the fittest scenario. And the vast majority of the money will go to the few who adapt and learn what to do. To succeed today and going forward, you need to learn how to significantly reduce your acquisition cost. And the trick here is while simultaneously increasing your profits. How do you do that? Well, it's all contained in this framework, the 9 strategies of cult brand building. This is learning how to psychologically engage and emotionally bind customers to you, to your brand, and to your business. You do this through influential and seductive positioning, showing up as a hero in people's lives, their white knight, galloping in to save their day. This will have customers coming to you versus you having to chase them and radically reducing your acquisition cost. You'll notice that Nike, Harley, Taylor Swift, Starbucks, Apple, they don't chase, they don't discount, they don't negotiate price. Yet, people line up, even sleep outside their stores, trying to get in, begging to give them money at high margins in any economy. This can happen for you too. And I can show you how. You'll learn how to build a cult-like customer following, a raving superfan community of customers devoted to you. When you learn how to build a raving superfan community, your LTV, your lifetime value per customer, shoots up, as in multiplies, and your acquisition and service costs drop dramatically. And you get the invisible hand working for you, multiplying your growth, having your customer evangelist create viral exponential growth on your behalf. So learning to do this right is what can really turn around your margin death spiral. It creates hyper growth in customer acquisition with little to no acquisition costs, much higher conversion rates, and radically reduced internal expenses. In the end, it comes down to one secret, or as Curly from City Slicker said, the secret is one thing. So, what's the one thing? Are you ready for it? It's relationship. Relationship is at the heart of all these strategies. And relationship is the one thing big companies cannot compete with you on. It's the one thing technology cannot disrupt. It is the one thing that doesn't get price shopped. And it's the one thing that makes you competition, inflation, and market fluctuation resistant. And what I will show you is how to build those relationships at scale, to develop a community, a raving superfan customer community of people passionately engaged and deeply connected with you, your brand, your team, and your product or service. Basically, they will be and feel in communion with you, in relationship with you, in community with you. The mastery here is, through the strategic and persuasive human behavior and marketing strategies that I'll teach you, you'll learn how to build loyal relationships at scale. And there is a massive need for community these days. Loneliness, isolation, and depression has been creeping up as a mental health issue since the 1960s, and the pandemic really just amplified it. The Surgeon General himself has declared that loneliness is an epidemic, calling it the most significant national health crisis of our day, posing health risks as deadly as smoking up to 15 cigarettes daily and costing the health industry billions of dollars annually. When you dig into the power of community, you see how desperately, as a social animal, we need community. As Aristotle said, we are social animals by nature. So everything about us is meant to come together and connect. Evolutionary anthropologists will tell you that's how we were able to survive. It was our ability to socialize, to gather in tribes and form community. That's how Homo sapiens got here. Alone and individualistic, we would all have died. This is baked into our nervous system as a species. So, since we are bound by connection, we are constantly trying to find people who are like ourselves. We need to be part of a group that we identify with for psychological, emotional, and sociological reasons. This need is deep and it is profound. Being a member of a community, of a tribe, has deeply emotional attachments, pride of belonging, bragging rights, a sense of purpose, a fraternity, and meaning-making. Meanwhile, many traditional institutions, the places where we used to belong, are fading away or falling out of favor. This includes cultural community centers, churches, service clubs. Hell, most of us don't even go into an office anymore. What I am telling you is your customers and clients are crying out. They are longing to belong. And other businesses are not providing this. In fact, they are doing the opposite. They are trying to automate everything and remove human interaction as much as possible. They are only set up to sell stuff. And those who claim customer community, 70% of those are dedicated towards just customer self-service, which is fine, but you're missing the relationship, the connection, all the emotion, the binding and bonding, and the chance to activate them into advocates and evangelists. People who are members of a tribe community behave differently than people who believe they are nearly customers or patients or clients or patrons of a business. And community is the secret to dramatically reducing your acquisition and growth costs while significantly increasing your profits, no matter the constant changing landscape of advertising and marketing costs, inflation, competitive forces, and technology disruptions. When you learn how to build trusted relationships at scale in a connected community, you will be recession, inflation, technology, and threat proof. Be wildly profitable and have a business that you and your team will love stewarding. Many businesses have gotten wiped out by Google changing their algorithm, Facebook restricting access to your groups or followers, and Apple restricting privacy policies. These are businesses built on transaction. I will show you how to build business on relationship, and it is not dependent on any of those marketing channels. Okay, I have given you a lot to digest here. In the next video, I will walk you through the 9 strategy framework of cult brand building.
Hey, producer Mariana here again. I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from the Win Superfans series. If you're ready to take the next step and get the formula for building your own cult brand, head over to winsuperfans.com to get access to the final piece of the puzzle. Got that? Here, let me tell you one more time. It's winsuperfans.com. You'll get immediate access to the next part in the series, as well as a resource guide and more.